Drink. Hey everybody, so it's Kara here. So last episode we were talking about how Rose has a school project where she's doing a podcast specifically about her rating Italian foods, and we decided why not share it with you. Now you might hear random sounds like say a fax machine or a foghorn, and that's simply because since it was for school, it was made in a way where we could say each other's names and all that and different places. However, since, you know, we're putting it on this podcast, we kind of had to not get rid of those parts, but block those parts out. So if you hear random sounds, that's simply what it is. I hope you enjoy, and I know Rose does too. And let's just get into it. Here we go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the amazing world of Yum. Together, I'm here with one of my best friends. Hi. He's going to be our special guest today.
Hi.
So I invited you here today because I don't really know if you go to Italian restaurants that often.
Kind of.
Or?
A bit. I mean... I don't go very often, however, it's not like I don't ever go.
I get that. Well, I used to go with my father all the time. I told you this story, but I used to go with my father all the time and we'd hang out at Italian restaurants on Saturdays. So I thought this would be a great idea because we've been doing this for so long. I thought, okay, this is great, yeah, I could do this. I could go and use this and move forward with this episode. So... What do you think is the best Italian restaurant or, like, the best place to get Italian food in Georgia?
I mean, personally, I've never really been in for a specific Italian restaurant. Normally, I just get Italian foods at different restaurants, but so far, the one I've liked the most is probably Pasta Bella.
I can see that. I kind of agree with that. For me, I would have to go with Carrabba's because of all the flavors they have in their food and everything tastes just really, like, all the textures are really well together and all the flavors are really good. And it's not too oily, but it's also not too dry. But I can see why you like Pasta Bella. I can understand why you like Pasta Bella.
I mean, I've never been, so not to Pasta Bella. I've never been to your favorite because I don't know why. As I said, my mom just doesn't take us to Italian that often. Kind of more or less like Asian food a lot.
I can respect that. So today we have a couple talking points specifically about different types of Italian restaurants and Italian places you can go to get two different types of food. And we have to narrow it down to these two because these are two things that I eat often and they're things I usually eat when I go out for Italian with my father or with family or stuff like that. So first we're going to be talking about Pasta Bella, like you said, which is your favorite. We went to Pasta Bella. I'm pretty sure it was down in... We didn't get a chance to go inside due to quarantine. We didn't get to go inside of any of these places. And... it was pretty good. It had a pretty good pickup service, I have to say. It was pretty great. My dad just ran inside, picked it up, and ran back outside again. Everything was pretty easy to do.
That's good.
And so, by the time I got home, the food, except for the calamari, the foods are going to be margherita pizza and calamari. If you don't know what they are, margherita pizza is a thin crusted pizza. It's supposed to be thin. A thin crusted pizza topped with olive oil, with sauce, obviously, mozzarella slices, sometimes have shredded mozzarella on it, but mozzarella slices, basil, and tomato. And I've had it a lot, so I was going off of that. And then calamari is fried squid. It's breaded and fried, and it's served with a tomato sauce with lemon.
I always thought that was octopus.
When I first saw it, I was like, oh, this has to be octopus. But then my mom was like, no, it's squid. And I was like, oh, wow. I didn't know you could eat squids.
I mean, if you can eat octopus, I guess.
So when I got back home, by the time I got home, the calamari was lukewarm and the pizza was cold, which was very disheartening. I was really upset about that. I was like, okay, this is fine. It doesn't matter. So I moved forward. I started with the calamari because the calamari is usually supposed to be an appetizer before you eat the actual food.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I started eating the calamari, I started feeling like I started getting a headache. Like, it was just so overly salted. There were so many seasonings in there that I feel like didn't really need to be in there. And there was just a lot of flavors going on. And it was really good, but the sauce was terrible. With and without lemon, it was very flavorless and very bitter. And it didn't have the effect I was going for.
Man.
And
they goofed Pasta Bella.
But when I went to try the margherita pizza, even though it was cold, it was still very flavorless. The sauce on the pizza was kind of iffy because it's just like every other pizza sauce. Like, it's tomato, seasonings, mix it, cook it, that entire thing. But the pizza itself, it was really good. It was really thin, but either way, the stuff still stayed intact. The slices of tomato were really, really thick and really, really juicy. And the basil, instead of the usual basil leaves, they did chopped and shredded basil instead. So it wasn't that strong of a basil flavor. And the mozzarella was very, very good. Like I said, with the salt and the seasonings, they put more salt and seasonings in the slices of mozzarella and put less slices of mozzarella so it would blend together nicely.
Nice.
And I feel like the margherita pizza at Pasta Bella was a lot better than the calamari. And it was giving it a lot more points. The margherita pizza and the calamari at Pasta Bella all together cost $20.64.
I mean, I've heard that calamari could be pretty expensive, so I guess it's a pretty good price, right?
It's a pretty good price. Considering how good the pizza was, I can see that. But the calamari, I feel like, could have costed a little bit less because it was very, very salty and it made my mouth feel very dry after eating it.
Oh, that sucks.
So our next point is going to be Giovanni's. I've never actually been to Giovanni's.
Same here.
I didn't know this place existed. Well, I heard of it, but I never like actually experienced it.
You can tell I don't go out much.
It's okay. No one does anymore. It's fine.
Yeah.
So when we got the stuff from Giovanni's, I didn't get to go to pick it up this time, but it took my dad a while to go and get back because I don't know where it was. I'm very sorry, but you know, it seemed pretty okay. The food was a bit warmer, which is good, even though Pasta Bella's was a personal pizza. Giovanni's, they didn't have personal pizza, so we had to order a large pizza. And the biggest thing that bothered me about Giovanni's, other than, like, the food and stuff, was that it took so long for my dad to get back because they messed up our order and thought we wanted a cheese pizza. So we had a cheese pizza, a margherita pizza, and calamari. And they charged us extra even though we messed up our order.
What?
So
that's already pulling it off.
I don't really know what's going on there, but okay, it's fine. We got what we needed either way. Nonetheless, it was $21, which just makes me very confused. Like, the pizza and the calamari was $21. And I didn't add the cheese pizza to that. So it's just $21 for that. And considering that how much we had to pay extra to get, like, our margherita pizza, even though that's what we wanted in the first place, I felt like it was very unfair.
Well, you already know who's not winning.
But the food was pretty good. I can say that the food was really good. So the calamari at Giovanni's was flavorless. Like, literally, completely. I'm getting to a point, don't worry. It was very, very flavorless. It had no flavor to it whatsoever. Like, it had, like, a slightest bit of salt, but there was nothing going on for it. But when I tried it without the sauce first. But when I dipped into the sauce, all the flavors that the calamari was lacking made up with the sauce. Like, it was just coming at me strong. When you were eating it without sauce or anything like that, you couldn't really taste anything. It just tasted like breading. But somehow they managed to capture the taste of the squid and the tomato and the lemon and the spices all in that one sauce. And it was very good.
What's the point of buying the rest of it then?
Yeah. It was really good with and without the lemon in it. And the margarita pizza, really? I had really big hopes for this one and it really hurt me. It really hurt me. With how good the calamari was, I expected the margarita pizza to be really good as well. But it was sweet. Like, the tomato sauce was a sweet kind of sauce to it.
That's just weird, because when you get a pizza, you expect a nice savory. Yep. Unless you decide to add pineapples on it, which I don't care what anybody says, it's delicious.
I can agree with you there. But even with pineapples on pizza, it's still savory. And, like, I've tried a lot of sweet things on pizza because, I don't know, I just do. And it's still all savory, but the sauce was
very like, I've even put apples on pizza, and still tastes great.
I've tried strawberries on cheese pizza before. That was interesting.
How'd that taste?
It was interesting.
We'll go for that. Interesting. Nice.
So... I tried the pizza and it was sweet. And I was questioning, why is it so sweet? And then I thought about it and I was like, okay, actually, I can see why it might have been sweet, but I feel like they should have pinpointed this as a problem beforehand. When you buy spaghetti sauce or stuff like that from the store, sometimes, depending on what type of brand it is, it'll be really, really bitter and really, really tangy. And so you have to add a little bit of sugar to it to get it more of a smooth flavor. And less kind of hitting you with all that. So I feel like that might have been part of the problem, but they might have added a little too much or a lot too much sugar because it was just hitting me in the back of my throat with just sweet. Everything else was like you could taste the flavor and everything else on it, but the sauce overpowered so much that it was just hitting me really hard.
So it's like you either have, like, a fireball of flavor or...
It was just...
Candyland?
Yeah. It was just a bunch of flavor or I'm playing Candyland. It's really weird. It's very weird. So, like I said before, it was $21, not including the cheese pizza because they messed up our order. But we're not going to get into that.
Wait, so you got the cheese pizza free?
No. They thought that we wanted the cheese pizza, but then they gave us... But then we got the wrong thing. Because we asked for a margarita and they gave us cheese and then we were like, no.
Wait, so you mean to tell me that your father went there, spent a bunch of time, went, placed his order for calamari and margarita pizza. Yep. They gave him cheese pizza. He brought it to their attention that's not what he ordered. And then they added margarita pizza and still charged him after knowing they were in the wrong?
We did the call over the phone from our house, and the lady even asked us, and she said, oh, did you want margarita pizza? And we said, yes. And then we got there, and they still messed up the order and gave us cheese pizza and calamari, and we said, margarita pizza.
Man.
It was so stressful. And I came back home, my dad was talking about it, and he was ranting on and on and on, and I was like, okay. And then the last one, this one honestly kind of hurt my feelings. This last one really hurt me. So we were trying to discuss where we should go next because a lot of places are like changing their menus due to quarantine. And we were figuring out that it was going to be a lot harder to get the types of food that we needed. And by that time, we've already used so much money on these specific two foods that we decided that if we switched it now, it would just be a waste of money and time. So instead, we decided, since we were already at the store, we decided to get store-bought brand. And so we got two different types of pizzas. We got a type of pizza and we got a type of calamari. I've tried the brand of calamari, but I haven't tried the calamari itself. I've tried like their butterfly shrimp and I've tried their coconut shrimp, and they're both pretty good. But I've never tried this brand of pizza before. I've tried a lot, but I've never tried this one.
What brand?
It's called Amy's. Hmm. And then
I might have heard
the calamari was Sea Park, because that's the only one that was there. So, pick them both up. Amy's was a personal pizza, and Sea Park was just calamari. It came with the sauce, and we used it. So, first, we started with the calamari. Calamari was good, and it was kind of flavorful. It was just, like, the minimum of calamari that you can get. But, once again, I got a headache from eating it, which was a sign that it was very salted or there's something in it that's just not mixing well. And it was very stressful because I could not finish eating all of this. My dad really liked it. My mom liked it as well, but it just hurt me so bad to eat it. And
I think it's kind of funny how a lot of people, when they don't like something, they're just like, ugh, I don't like it. But you get like headaches.
Yeah, I get headaches.
It's like it must be a delicacy for you to
yeah. I have this thing in my family where it's like, if I don't like something, I will like try to get other people to eat it for me because I'm going to have a headache if I try to force it down my throat. It's going to hurt me. Ugh. And
yeah.
I have to give them props because they had the crispiest thing. These are both cooked in the same oven, the same top oven. Mm-hmm. We have two. They're both cooked in the same oven, so everything is the exact same. But the calamari for this one was really, really crispy, unlike the calamari other places were kind of, like, soggy due to foil and all that stuff.
So crispier equals better?
Crispier is better, yes.
Okay, good. Just making sure. I haven't had it before.
Has a really good taste, but the number one thing that threw me off was that it tasted more like shrimp. Like,
I wouldn't mind. I like shrimp.
Like, I like shrimp. It's good, it's great, it's fantastic. But we're going for calamari and a squid, not a shrimp. It was very shocking when I bit into it. And I tasted the same brand, but I instead tasted more of the butterfly shrimp instead of calamari. And I was very confused.
I guess they mastered one and still working on the others.
They mastered one, but they're still trying to figure out the others. And so it was pretty okay. And then the pizza was even worse than Giovanni's. Oh my god. Oof. It really hurt me. So since we couldn't really place it directly on the rack, since the oven is a little bit dirty, I didn't want to do that. So instead I put it on foil, and there were instructions how to cook it with the foil if you wanted a little bit softer crust. And I was like, okay, soft crust is fine. There's nothing wrong with soft crust as long as it doesn't fall off. But as soon as I tried to, like, take a bite into it, it was all soggy and bitter and flavorless. Oh. Everything had nothing. There was no flavor there at all. And things were, like, slowly falling off of it. Yes. And it was so upsetting. The crust was a little bit, like, stiff and crunchy. And it was pretty good. But then everything else was just so bad. I would never eat that again. And I mean,
people don't come to get pizza just for the crust. I mean, if they want bread, they get bread.
If you want crust, right? Then buy crust.
Not far.
It was very stressful.
They want pizza for pizza.
It was very stressful. I tried to eat as much as possible. I ate half of it, and then this is a personal pizza. So this is like a small pizza that you would get at Domino's with like a Happy Meal or something. So this is a very small pizza. I could only eat half of it. It was that bad. And then I could not. My dad didn't like it either. He was like, this is terrible. Honestly, if you're gonna get a store-bought pizza, this is gonna be, like, really weird. But I don't recommend, like, anything like DiGiorno or anything like that. I recommend, like, the Publix Thins. Those are really good.
I don't think I've ever tried.
The Publix Thins pizzas are pretty good. But we couldn't get that because I've tried it already. So this was, it was kind of sad because I had so many high hopes for it because the box looked really pretty and everything looked like it tastes really good. It smelled really nice when it came out of the oven. It looked fine. And as soon as I tried to bite into it, everything just fell apart so fast.
Man, I guess that's advertising, huh? Mm-hmm.
And this one cost about $20. We couldn't really, like, separate it from everything that we bought because we went to the store to get actual food, and then we came up with the idea afterwards. So it was about $20, just like the rest of them. And, yeah, that's what happened. So, basically, this saying, if you're trying to get something, like, really good kind of Italian food, I based it off of these two because these two things have a really intricate flavors. They're very difficult to capture. And it's mm-hmm. a lot harder to capture flavors of something like mozzarella.
How are you not a food critic already? I mean, somebody hire her, please. I'm waiting here.
If I don't make it on Broadway, I got a backup job. It's okay. So it's really hard to capture flavors like mozzarella, and it's a lot easier to capture flavors like Alfredo or like meatballs. That's a lot easier to capture flavors for. That's why I didn't do any pastas.
I was gonna ask why you didn't do any pastas.
And at first, I was thinking like, oh, I could do scampi because that's kind of a difficult flavor. But scampi is less of a sauce and more of an oil, I guess. It's more oil based, and I was like, okay, that's a flavor in itself. So I did these two because I've had experience with them and I've tried different types of them, and I thought it'd be easier to do these two considering how different their flavors are. And my biggest I feel like the best, if you're looking for the best margherita pizza or calamari or anything like that, if you're like me and you like those two foods and you're trying to find them together like I do, congratulations, we have something in common. But other than that, if you're looking for the best, I feel like you should get Pasta Bella's margherita pizza and Giovanni's calamari. Even though they're both pretty basic, I feel like they had the best out of all of these. And honestly, the only thing upsetting about Pasta Bella's margherita pizza is that over time, when I kept on eating it, it kept on getting less and less exciting, I guess. It just kind of started fading into just one type of flavor. But
yeah, I get that, like, a lot with pizza.
I feel like it'd be like really good to have at the moment, and then you could take it back home and then have it later, like as leftovers. I feel like it's that type of pizza, and I like those types of pizzas because it's a continuation that makes you feel like, oh, I'm back here again. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's a hard thing to do with pizza.
Yes.
Especially, like, the whole reheating it. I've never once liked a pizza after reheating it because it just doesn't have the same, like, pizzazz.
I know exactly what you mean. It's like the thing where they're like, oh, cold pizza for breakfast because if you reheat it, it's not going to have the same kind of flavor. But I feel like this would be, like, the one stance where if you reheat it, it's going to be the same. And I did try it when it got, like, really, really cold. I reheated it in the microwave because I couldn't use the oven. It was really late at night. And it was the exact same kind of push of flavor that it was giving me.
That's absolutely amazing.
It was really good. And Giovanni's, I think the only thing I have to complain about that is that it was completely flavorless without the sauce. But even though it was flavorless, it still gave this feeling of just, I'm relaxed, I am at home, I am just calm and peace. And then when you add the sauce to it, it's like, oh, I'm out here on a party or at a date kind of thing at this amazing Italian restaurant. And I like that feeling. It was great.
Also, I like the idea of how food in general can just give you different perspectives and different ideas just simply based on how subtle a taste is.
That is like the biggest thing to me. That and texture are two very important things, because taste by itself is very important, like just in general. If something tastes good, that's fantastic. But if something has a weird texture or a weird feeling, then I'm not gonna really want to eat it. Like I feel like a while back in 2019, there were commercials going around for a new brand of yogurt called Oui. And I got it recently.
I like Oui.
I got it recently, and it's really, really good. But the texture of the puree that they put into it to make it, like, have those flavors is very chunky. Like, it's almost like Jell-O. Is. And I feel like you shouldn't be getting those textures from a yogurt. And I get that it's supposed to be, like, traditional French kind of thing, but I feel like it should be less jello and more syrupy.
But so how, I know this is kind of off topic, but how do you like your yogurt then?
I just kind of like straight, I usually eat like vanilla Greek yogurt. Sometimes if I'm feeling fancy, I'll have
vanilla Greek yogurt?
Yeah.
Greek, okay, wait. To be more clear, what brand?
Chobani, I think it is.
Oh, okay, that's acceptable.
don't worry. I've tried a lot of different types of yogurts, and I know which ones I do not like, and which ones that are good, and which ones that are bad. And I don't know them by name, but if I were to look at it, I'd be able to tell you that's it, because I don't know the name, but I know what it looks like. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, I get that.
And also, like I was talking about earlier, cheeses are also very important to me. If something has a really good cheese, I'm going to be very happy about that. But if it doesn't, I'm going to be very upset. Like, one time, I got a salad from Chick-fil-A, and I didn't know it had feta cheese on it. And I don't like feta cheese at all, because it's so bad. And then...
Same thing here with Swiss. I don't know why people like it. It's like they put holes because they know you're not going to like it, so they put holes so that you don't have to eat as much.
That is hilarious. Honestly, that is hilarious. I've never heard that type of description for sweet.
If you have a cheese where you need to put holes so that people don't have to eat too much, don't make it. It's not hard.
And I got the salad and it had like these fruits in it, and I was like, oh, this is amazing, but this is terrible. And so I took out all the chicken from it because I didn't want to eat chicken because I ate a lot of chicken that day. And because I had more Chick-fil-A earlier, and I was like, no more chicken. And Chick-fil-A's, I was sitting there with my cheese-covered salad, and I was like, you know what? No. And so I literally took an entire 30 minutes to wash all of my salad and all of the little fruits inside of it, and then eat it with my own dressing and my own stuff, because I was just so done with everything that was going on. And I told my mom about it. I was like, Mom, this happened, and this happened, and this happened. And I told her about it today, and she was like, oh, yeah, I hated the cheese, too. I got it without cheese this time. And I was like, look, I'm not the only one here.
I mean, I can be pretty picky about cheeses as well. I mean, I've already expressed my extreme dislike for the demon that is called Swiss cheese.
The demon that is Swiss cheese.
But, like, there's also, like, very specific versions of certain cheeses. Like, for example, you have just cheddar. Yeah. I mean, I generally like just cheddar.
Cheddar is pretty okay.
Yeah, but once you, like, break it up into, like, white cheddar, which I love, by the way.
Yeah.
And, like, mild cheddar and hot cheddar, medium cheddar. It just,
I appreciate exactly what you just said. Dark cheddar is the best for mac and cheese. Putting it out there.
I mean, my mom's told me about that one, but I guess I've never really liked it alone, so I never really let
it. No, not alone. Never have sharp cheddar alone. It's, like, really just kind of boring.
I wish you told me that one before. I just didn't like it. I don't know why.
It's
even with, like, the sharp flavor, it just wasn't doing
it. It's better on, like, a cracker. It's better on a cracker, or, like I said, with mac and cheese and other cheeses. It's better when it's mixed with something.
Yeah. I should try that out then. And it's like the same thing with, I don't know if it's actually called Colby or actually called Jack, but I believe it's Jack.
Colby Jack?
Yeah, there's Colby Jack. That's one version of it. And then there's like one that's like just one of
Jack.
Them.
I think it's Jack.
Yeah, I think it is too. And Jack, it's all right. It's not, I don't have much against it, but once you put the Colby, you add the spice, the flavor, the beautiful delicacy. That is the Colby part.
Something that I found out recently that is that a lot of people actually don't like Parmesan cheese.
Oh, same.
And
I mean, sorry, I'm one of those.
But honestly, I kind of like it in a specific sense. And only I don't like it straight. That is disgusting. If you eat straight Parmesan cheese.
You may or may not be possessed. Get yourself
checked. I am very confused. But I like it like only in two ways, on pizza and on pasta.
Yeah.
So I was debating on putting Parmesan cheese on the margarita pizzas, and I was like, no. No.
I mean, I don't have anything against Parmesan. I just feel like it's made, like, for example, no, actually, I'm not going to use onions, because I actually, don't judge me, I like onions a lot.
I do not judge you.
Okay, great. But, like, what? Ooh, like, say parsley or basil, it doesn't taste that great alone. But once you put it with something, it's, like, perfect. I think they made Parmesan in that exact sense, where it's, like, something to not only add on flavor, but also to have flavor added to it, if that makes sense. It's, like, almost like a partnership.
I can see that. You said basil, and I'm going to spin it back around to margarita pizza again. Mozzarella?
I mean, I like mozzarella alone.
So. Mozzarella is god-tier cheese. It's so
it is.
Great alone, it's great with other things, and it's fantastic on Pasta Bella's margarita pizza.
Yeah, my mom will not buy it again, not because she doesn't like it, but because it finishes in, like, a day or two.
I remember.
It's so delicious.
I remember I got it for a pizza. We were making pizza at my house. We eat a lot of pizza. Anyway, we were making pizza at my house as, like, a family thing, and it was really nice, and I wanted to make margarita pizza, and it was great. And we had the cheese, and I remember that I used so much of it, and that it was, like, a little bit, there was a little chunk left, and I put it in the fridge. And I came back downstairs again, and I was like, maybe if I put this on a cracker or something, I could do that. And then it wasn't there.
It was gone?
Yeah, it was gone. And I was like, what happened? And my dad was like, oh, yeah, I took it, and then I put it on crackers with, little baby tomatoes. With cherry tomatoes.
So, baby pizza.
Yes, little baby pizza thing. So, I was like, okay.
Yeah, there's one time when my mom got, like, a proper, like, it wasn't just, like, a normal, like, size, I don't know what you call it, a ball of mozzarella, I believe?
Yes.
She got, like, a larger ball of mozzarella. And, sorry, I'm saying it. It's weird,
okay.
Like, with an accent. I have an accent.
I do that. It's okay.
And so, basically, she got it, I figured out, 3 days afterwards. And surprisingly, like, nobody had had any. And my mom said she was going to use half of it to cook something. I was like, okay, cool. So then I take a small little piece. Next day, she takes her half, which was actually less than half, thank God. And so that's just the rest. And nobody's eating it. And I remember how much I like it. So I take a small piece. And the next hour, I did it again.
And again.
And then, poof, no cheese. Oh, well.
You get the little Baby Bell singles.
Oh, I love those.
Those are good. They, like, help.
Yeah, I was actually having those the other day.
I actually have some downstairs. I just haven't eaten them in a while because they go fantastic on crackers. But we don't really have any good crackers right now.
Oh, what's your favorite type of cracker?
I don't really know. It's just kind of, I try the ones that we have at our house. I don't like them. I've tried Cheez-Its. I used those as crackers one time. It was interesting. It was interesting. Didn't really work. I don't really know. I forgot what they're called, but they have, like, a slight seasoning on them, and I love the way they tasted, but we haven't got them in forever.
For me, it'd probably be, it's gonna sound kind of, what's the word, mainstream or, like, basic, but I really like Ritz.
And then Ritz cracker is more like a home-friendly cracker. It's like, if you just kind of feel like relaxing or just having a nice time, or then that would have a Ritz cracker.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of, it works alone and with something. And then there's this one other type of cracker, I believe it's called Townhouse Original Crackers. I love those. I don't know why. I just love them so much.
They're just
amazing.
Okay. They're like, I'll eat them, and then I won't eat them. Mm. It's kind of just a here nor there. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I guess it does.
No cracker lives up to delicate
taste. Oh my
god.
This was the other day. For Mother's Day, my dad gave this, like, really, really fancy feast of, like, lobster and shrimp and this really nice salad. And we used the dressing from Chick-fil-A, and it was great.
Ooh.
But either way, it was really good food. And I was just going and eating it. My mom noticed something, and she was like, when your dad makes other foods in the house, you don't eat them. But when he makes, like, fancy foods, you do. And she was, and I was like, I don't know, Mom. And then Mom was like, oh, yeah, because fancy taste buds. She wants to eat, like, fancy all the time. Okay, thanks.
I mean, I don't have, like, a specific way I'd see how you eat. Because, I mean, we like, sit together
early, last school year,
we sat together at lunch. And it always seemed that you, like, enjoyed more simple things. So, to hear now that you have, like, more, I don't know the word, fanciful, I guess, taste buds, it's kind of odd, but at the same time, specifically based on, sorry, I cannot, like, word anything. Okay. Based specifically on, like, the whole ways that you went to rate Italian food.
I was going to just go on their website and then eat the food and then just rate all the service on the website. But then I figured out that Pasta Bella doesn't have a website. And I didn't know Giovanni's had a website. And Publix doesn't have a website. So I just dropped that part and just ate the food and based it off of all food and kind of service, but not really. But still, I just kind of go with that. And I don't really talk about how I feel about food often, because, like, sometimes it's just like, oh, something tastes good, and I won't think about why. But if I sit down and actually try to think about it, it's like, oh, yeah, it tastes good because it has this in it, and they marinated it for this long, and they did this and that and that and this. And I feel like it's mainly because of the type of culture I was raised in with my dad, because he does a lot of I don't want to get it too far into it, but he studied cooking for a while, long enough to where literally today he made an entire strawberry shortcake without me and my mom knowing or smelling or hearing anything. Like, I was like,
while we were texting
about this entire thing that we were doing. It was while we were texting, and then a couple minutes later my mom called me into her room to help me with something, and then I stayed there for a while. Like, about 10 minutes later, my mom goes downstairs to get something from my dad, and she called me to bring her phone. I'm like, okay, what is it? She had to take a photo, because in an hour, my dad made a whole strawberry shortcake for no reason. And I was like, okay, got it. And I feel like it's because of that. I'll taste, like, basically, like, let's say bagel bites, and I'll think they're the best thing on earth because they're bagel bites.
But at the same time,
I would, like, see, like, I don't like beef. Also, I don't like beef at all. That's, like, a part of, like, the whole food thing we were talking about. I feel like I've only told you this year. Like, I told you I didn't like burgers, but I never really got into the fact that I didn't like beef at all. Well, not at all. I just don't like eating it. I will eat it if it's, like, the last thing I have to eat, but I don't like beef and I don't like lasagna. Don't fight me.
Wait, so then how do you feel about beef ramen? Like, that's flavored beef, but it's actually beef.
I can stand artificial beef, but, like, some things I cannot.
Do you mind repeating that? You can, like, cut out for a second.
I like artificial beef. Like, I can stand it, but I don't really like real beef. I'm, like, if someone were to give me, like, pork ribs, I would eat it. But if someone were to give me, like, a nice cooked steak, I would not eat it. I can't. And so I guess it's something like that. I feel like it's just, like, the way I perceive food. It's, like, it's either, like, processed made and, like, it's just kind of made to be taste good to, like, the type of person that I am. Or that it's, like, super fancy and has, like, a lot of care and delicacy to it. That's, like, the only way I'll actually eat it, I guess. So
that's pretty interesting to know. Now I know if I ever want to, like,
oh, no,
how much effort I have to put in.
No, I'm not snobby like that. No.
No, it's a joke. Don't worry about it.
Like, literally a minute ago, I was looking frosting from a bowl because I was so bored. But, like, I'm not, like, snobby like that. I will eat anything. If you want me to try it, of course, I'll do it for you. Go ahead.
No, I mean, if I were, like, get, like, a birthday gift from you, it happened to be food.
I literally got food for my birthday, like, literally when I was 13. And it wasn't, like, fancy food or anything like that. No, it was Capri Suns and popcorn, and I was so satisfied. It was not.
I mean, for me, if you want to make me satisfied with anything, give me ramen.
It's chicken flavored Maruchan ramen, and it's the little packets. And you can have the cups, but you like the packets more because you can make your own broth out of the packets.
Yes. Yes, I can. I love the idea of, even though, yes, one of the big issues with any Maruchan or any, like, ramen or any noodle that's, like, dried the way it is, yes, it's not exactly healthy, but to at least know that I have the option to make my own broth and not to worry about, oh, this, like, seasoning is already in it. I mean, it's just kind of helpful. And it doesn't have to be Maruchan. It could be from a proper restaurant, like, say, Boru, or this other one I heard was, like, I think it was, like, Boru Sobia, as in, like, I don't know what it was supposed to mean, but the point is, it was another ramen place. It doesn't have to be specifically Maruchan, but if it is Maruchan, I do prefer, as you said, the chicken one. See, you're delectable with basically foods. I'm delectable with my ramen. I need it to the right way.
I feel like if there's anything that I'm going to be really precise with other than, like, pizza, I feel like it's, like, I don't know what it would be. That's an interesting question. I feel like I should ponder that.
Caviar?
I've never had caviar before in my entire life.
I mean, I was just thinking because it seems that of the specific descriptions that you gave about specific tastes and all that, I feel like if there's anything where, like, a taste might make you want to, say, rate something again, it'd be probably the taste of caviar. I only had it one time, but I wasn't very, I don't remember it very well. I only had a small bit. I think it's because my dad or mom was having it, but I remember liking it. I just felt like it could have been slightly better. So I feel like if you're going to rate anything next, I mean, caviar's got your back unless you, you know, don't want to spend about $5 million at once.
Expensive. But so yeah. I think
that's the reason why I haven't had it that much.
Honestly, I feel like if I'm going to rate anything in the future, I feel like it would be sushi. Because my favorite, other than the fact it's my favorite food, I've never had raw sushi before, and that's a good thing because it's bad for me. But I really want to try raw sushi these days. I think it's called, like, there's, like, three different types of sushi, but I forgot what they're called. One of them's, like, where you put the rice and you put the fish on top of it, or the thing, or you put something on top of it. Yeah, sashimi. And then there's sashimi.
Oh, that's it.
Nigiri, I think. Sashimi is the one where you put the stuff on top of it. Nigiri, I think, is the rolls. And then onigiri is, I think it's supposed to be, like, the cones. Not really, like, cones is a very strong word. But it's supposed to be kind of cone-like. And then you put, like, the stuff inside of it sticking upwards. I've never tried sashimi or onigiri before.
I'm so confused.
I did research on this. Sorry. I really like ramen.
I mean, call me kind of basic, but I've always wanted to try, like, those rice balls with, like, the seaweed wrap. Which just rice and seaweed. I don't know why. It's just something that's always interested me.
I've also wanted to try that before. And I remember I was watching something and it was talking about food in anime. And it was talking about how for some reason in the English dub of Pokemon they turned that into jelly donuts.
That's why they have jelly donuts?
Yeah, it's
funny. Seriously? I was so dumb.
But it's jelly donuts, apparently. You're like, why don't they just have jelly donuts?
Seriously, I mean, you already made it in English. You could have, like, kept that, right? That would have been way better. And
either way,
story.
There are thousands of things I am trying, I really want to try. And if I do get to try them, maybe I'll tell you about them if you want to hear more. I can talk about them in our actual podcast. I can talk about them in my actual podcast. Stuff like, I've always wanted to try dumplings, and I've also always wanted to try, I don't remember how to pronounce this, but they're like octopus balls. I don't know how to pronounce it, but they seem really good. And there's like then there's like the Korean corn dogs where it's like they have cheese inside them. They're really big and they have cheese inside them. They seem so good. And lots of other things that I can't really think of right now that I've always wanted to try from different countries. But if But, you know.
Nice.
We're here. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in today. It's been so great to have you here. Thank you so much.
I'm very happy to be here and help you with, like, you know, getting the conversation.
We went off topic a little bit, but I feel like it all fit in perfectly because, honestly, this is what we do with our actual podcast. Like, we just kind of set basics.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Set basic things that we're going to talk about. And then if we go off on tangents, we have to just revert it back to the main topic. And the main topic today...
Or we don't until, like, an hour. But
the main topic today was just food in general. Italian food, yes, but... We still kept on, like, the cheese and the types of, like, crackers and all that stuff. It was still based around our opinions on food, and I really appreciate you helping me with this. And I feel like if I didn't have you here, I'd be very lost and just confused this entire time. Because I'm so used to having you.
I mean, to know I'm such a good help, such a rock and foundation.
Such a foundation for this episode. For me. Thank you.
I mean, it's honoring. I need a statue, okay? No,
but... I'll thank you by trying to send you some ramen. I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Hey, ramen.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in, and I'll leave you guys with something to try if you're looking for something to spice up your life a little bit. Something I eat this all the time because I'm West Indian. It's called pig's tail. I think you've tried it, right? Yeah.
Oh, I love pig's tail.
Pig's tail. Or
my mom likes
beans,
to make it.
You cook it with beans, you like refry the beans and you make them all soft or a little stiff. Put it with some white rice. You can have some gravy or something with it. But either way, I love it a lot. It's good. It's kind of salty, but it's really flavorful and really fatty if that's what you're looking for. So try that. It's really good.
I mean, who doesn't like a flavorful fatty food? I mean,
it just
sounds like comfort food to me.
And it is a comfort food. And I want it for my birthday. Anyway. We're going to have a birthday for quarantine. And we're going to have soupies.
Alrighty then. We'll figure it out.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Bye.
Hey, so it's Cara, back again. This week, it's not like Rose couldn't be here. It's just kind of late. So I decided, might as well just go ahead and do this. Cover art. Still need it. Still asking. As I said, I have the different ways of turning it in. If you know us personally, text it over to us, email us, however you have our contact information. And if you don't know us personally, simple enough, use our email, btscast89@gmail.com. It's all lowercase, obviously, no spaces, it's an email. btscast89@gmail.com. And if you want to say either learn more or if you want some inspiration or say want to send a message without being a video message, because I know that on different platforms video messages are the only thing you can do and not a regular written one, then you can go to our official website, which is behindthescenesoffice.weebly.com, and yeah, just check it out. Repeated, that's behindthescenesoffice@weebly.com. Or not at Weebly, .weebly.com, excuse me. And yeah, go check it out. We also put some inspiration on there. So in case you have artist block, we got you covered. So yeah, send us some cover art and we're excited to see it. Let's see your amazing ideas. Bye.